This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The World Health Organization says the coronavirus epidemic in China now constitutes a public health emergency of international concern. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
So far, only 98 cases have been confirmed in 18 countries outside China, including 8 cases of human-to-human transmission in 4 countries. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus acknowledges this is a relatively small number compared to China. But he notes the numbers are going up and infections are spreading to more countries.
The main reason for this declaration is not because of what is happening in China, but because of what is happening in other countries.
The committee does not recommend restrictions on international travel and trade. It calls on countries to implement decisions based on evidence, not on rumor and misinformation. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Health officials say that for the first time in the U.S., the new virus from China has spread from one person to another. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
Public health officials in Chicago have confirmed the first U.S. case of person-to-person transmission of a worrisome new virus. The U.S. case is reported to be the husband of a Chicago woman who fell ill after returning from a trip to Wuhan, China. Here's Illinois State Epidemiologist Dr. Jennifer Layden.
He recently began reporting new symptoms and was immediately admitted to the hospital and placed in an appropriate isolation room where he is in stable condition.
Officials are investigating contacts of the couple and say the man said he hadn't been to any large-scale gatherings. Illinois Director of Public Health, Dr. Ngozi Ezike.
This person-to-person spread was between two very close contacts, a wife and husband. The virus is not spreading widely across the community.
I'm Jennifer King.
And you can find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump's impeachment trial in the Senate is Senate's final hours, with senators asking questions before a climactic vote that will determine if the Senate hears from witnesses, including former National Security Advisor John Bolton. If the trial starts on time Friday, Mr. Trump's lawyers and House managers will have 2 hours each to present arguments. The Senate will then decide whether to subpoena more witnesses and documents. Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal says senators cannot make an informed decision without hearing additional testimony and looking at additional evidence.
A lot has been made of the fact that there is insufficient information. It's hearsay, it's unsourced manuscripts, leaks. Let's have the witnesses and the documents.
Republican Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina predicts Republicans will prevail outright in the vote on whether to allow the witnesses at the impeachment trial.
I expect not to have a tie vote, by the way. I think it's going to be 51 to 49. There won't be a tie, I think.
If no witnesses or documents are approved, the Senate could move to a final vote on whether to acquit the president. Iran's missile attack on an Iraqi base earlier this month is putting a spotlight on brain injuries, as the number of U.S. troops who suffered such injuries in the attack has grown beyond the 50 reported earlier this week. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Your brain is a very fragile part of your body.
Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley says the military does take brain injuries seriously.
The unseen wounds of war, for example, those can be serious or they can be not so serious. It depends on the individual. It depends on the proximity to the blast. And sometimes they are lifelong. Sometimes they resolve themselves within weeks or months.
He says traumatic brain injuries or TBIs can take time to appear.
The TBI manifests itself over time. It's not necessarily instantaneous.
Milley says the Pentagon is studying ways to reduce and prevent brain injuries on the battlefield and to improve diagnosis and treatment. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Trump administration said Thursday that it would continue, at least for now, its policy of not sanctioning foreign companies that work with Iran's civilian nuclear program. Brian Hook, U.S. envoy to Iran, said the United States would renew for 60 days sanctions waivers that permit Russian, European, and Chinese companies to continue to work on Iran's civilian nuclear facilities without running afoul of U.S. sanctions. Hook said the U.S. wants companies to take advantage of sanctions exemptions for humanitarian relief.
We want companies to take advantage of the exemptions in our sanctions regime for food, medicine, medical devices, and agricultural products.
The waivers are among the last remaining components of the 2015 nuclear deal that President Trump pulled out of in 2018. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.